Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me again today. This is your host, Brother T, your tour guide today on a workbook lessons and A Course in Miracles. Let's just jump right in. Today's lesson is lesson 23. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. Yesterday we had a shorter lesson. We talked about what I see is a form of vengeance. And before that, I'm determined to see things differently. So today again, I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. Let's just jump in. And what I'd like to do today, and I've been doing this, as we've been going here on these into our fourth week of the workbook lessons, is for some of you is to just go ahead and read the lesson, and I'll read the whole lesson without any commentary, and then after that we'll get into a little bit of discussion that I'll share with you my thoughts and what's coming to me today, you know, from this lesson. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. The idea for today contains the only way out of fear that will ever succeed. Nothing else will work. Everything else is meaningless. But this way cannot fail. Every thought you have makes up some segment of the world you see. It is with your thoughts, then, that we must work if your perception of the world is to be changed. If the cause of the world that you see is attack thoughts, you must learn that it is these thoughts which you do not want. There's no point in lamenting the world. There's no point in trying to change the world. It is incapable of change because it is merely an effect. But there is indeed a point in changing your thoughts about the world. Here, you're changing the cause, and the effects will change automatically. The world you see is a vengeful world, and everything in it is a symbol of vengeance. Each of your perceptions of quote-unquote external reality is a pictorial representation of your own attack thoughts. One can well ask if this can be called seeing. Is not fantasy a better word for such a process, and hallucination a more appropriate term for the result? You see the world which you have made, but you do not see yourself as the image maker. Let me read that again. You see the world which you have made, but you do not see yourself as the image maker. You cannot be saved from the world, but you can escape from its cause. This is what salvation means. For there is the world you see when its cause. Where is the world that you see when its cause is gone? Vision already holds a replacement for everything you think you see now. Loveliness can light your images and so transform them that you will love them even though they were made of hate, for you will not be making them alone. The idea for today introduces the thought that you are not trapped in the world you see, because its cause can be changed. This change requires, first, that the cause be identified and then let go, so that it can be replaced. The first two steps in this process require your cooperation. The final one does not. Your images have already been replaced. By taking the first two steps, you'll see that this is so. Besides using it throughout the day as needed, as the need arises, 5 practice periods are required in applying today's idea. As you look about you, repeat the idea slowly to yourself and then close your eyes and devote about a minute to searching your mind for as many attack thoughts as occur to you. As each one crosses your mind, say this: I can escape from the world by giving up attack thoughts about blank, and fill in the blank, whatever that may be. Hold each attack thought in mind as you say this, and then dismiss the thought and go on to the next. In the practice periods, be sure to include both your thoughts of attacking and of being attacked. Their effects are exactly the same because they are exactly the same. You do not yet recognize this, and you're asked at this time only to treat them as the same in today's practice periods. We're still at the stage of identifying the cause of the world you see. When you finally realize that thoughts are of attack and of being attacked are not different, you'll be ready to let the cause go. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. Let's take a good deep breath and let's be with that lesson for just a moment. I can escape the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. As you can see, we're building a thought system. These are the foundational stones, the foundation itself of a thought system of freedom. Freedom from the effect that the world presents because we recognize it as only an effect. Freedom from our thoughts that are causing a world of vengeance because we recognize our thoughts as creative, that thoughts are things, and that we can withhold or withdraw or abandon the energy, literally, our consciousness, that we give to and lend to thoughts that come through the mind. It's like a stream of thoughts, if you will. And if we practice meditation, and in today's practice period, he's just simply saying, besides using it throughout the day as the need arises, 5 practice periods are required. As you look about you, repeat the idea slowly to yourself, I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. And then close your eyes and devote about a minute or so to searching your mind for as many attack thoughts as occur to you. As each one crosses your mind, say, I can escape from the world by giving up attack thoughts about whatever that is that's crossing your mind. Give it about a minute of just watching those thoughts. And what I have discovered is that those aren't my thoughts. Not really. They're just a stream of thoughts of the joined consciousness of mind. See, we're always in some connection with either giving our attention, if you will, to the dialogue, the conversation, the thought stream of the ego mind, the thought system of fear, or we withdraw our attention on that stream of thoughts and give our attention to the thoughts of love. The first 2 steps that he's referring to in our lesson today is the foundation of what has been taught to me as the 2-step. Now, I was born and raised in the Southeast in the Middle Tennessee market, if you will, and my dad actually played on the Grand Ole Opry, right? And so when I was younger, he played that kind of music, and on Friday nights and Saturday nights, almost every weekend, he was out somewhere out there playing. He played the fiddle, and he would play the fiddle, and he would put together a band, and he just loved playing, and these people loved playing, and they would do square dances. And one of the foundational, dance movements is called the 2-step. So when I was introduced to this as the 2-step, it really resonated with me, as you might imagine. So I have a little fun with that. But the 2-step is actually a 3-step. But he said, you don't take the last step. So the 2-step, and I've shared this method with you already in our discussions about the workbook lessons, but for me, it's simply I start by taking a good deep breath. Let's do that now. Let's become present. Let's take a good deep breath. So again, now we've given our awareness to our breathing. We can also give our awareness to the thoughts that are streaming through our mind. And that's our practice period for today, which is for 1 minute, we close our eyes and we watch. We become the witness. We become, the investigator. We become the watcher of thoughts. And we watch those thoughts streaming across our mind. And we can see whatever pattern they might be taking, and we can see that some of them might be a thought of fear. Those thoughts, for me, often are thoughts that I'll grab a hold of. If I'm not conscious, if I'm not being present, if I'm not aware that I have a choice in that moment, and I'll go on a journey of, you know, a story. I'll tell a little story to myself. I'll make it up. And it'll be based, of course, on the thought that's probably a thought from the past of something that caused me some concern, and so now I build a new story and project it into a potential future. Making up a story of the way things maybe are today, what brought things about, or maybe what things might be tomorrow. And I go on a journey. It's like getting on a ride. And I'm riding through this imagery, and it's just beginning to unfold, and it seems to have some validity in its potentiality. That, oh, this is the future that I'm going to have an experience of, and I better be prepared. And then I go into all the story of preparation to defend myself. This is the construct that we build a world of vengeance out of. Just taking a little ride in our imaginary world in our mind. Just like we can take notice of our breathing, we take a good deep breath and we become present to it. We're not trying to control it. We don't need to control it. It's an automated system. It does what it does. It's a natural flow of relationship with Gaia, the planet, the air, the body. It's all a relationship. It's all it's all oneness, really. Being of one. We're all part of this planet. We're all part of this air, part of this experience here. But I don't have to give it my full attention, do I? I can just let it go, if you will. I can notice it. I can be present with it. I can take a good deep breath. I'm present with it. I can be conscious of it and give it my attention. And it's a very good meditative practice to count the breath up and down. I used to count up to 10 and back down to 0 and then back to 9, if you will, and then back to 0 and back to 9, back to 0, back and forth. Inhale and exhale. And that became me focusing on my breath, a natural flow and a rhythm of my body. What that ultimately allowed me to do and led me to was strengthening my ability to be focused, strengthening my ability to bring the point of conscious awareness into a focal point or into a finer field, if you will. And I'm just watching the breath. I'm counting up and down, in and out. And what that did for me is it helped me to begin to be free of being completely hypnotized by the thoughts that stream through my mind. And hypnotized because I would catch that thought of fear, whatever it might be, that was, it could just be a thought, whatever, and suddenly it makes some kind of a connection, the synapses connect up, and now the imagery begins, and I'm telling a story, creating a storyline, putting myself at the center of it, of course, bringing in all the elements from the past, creating the storyline and projecting it into the future. And guess what? I'm giving it all of my focus. I'm giving it all of my awareness. So I'm completely distracted from my breathing, from my body, and from being present to whatever my body is sensing and experiencing. The breathing of the air, the light of the room, the things in the room, the people in the room, whatever's on the radio or the TV, or maybe not even paying attention to what I'm doing on the road, driving down the street, daydreaming. By practicing being aware I become aware of my awareness. I take back, or I take control of, if you want to call it that. I begin to realize my power of directing now my awareness. This is very powerful. And this is the foundational steps that our brother Jesus is taking us through here, as I see it in these lessons, is to simply devote about a minute or so searching our mind for as many attack thoughts as occur to us. Attack thoughts are thoughts of defense. And defense is a protection from something that we're afraid of. You can almost say from all of the thoughts that you have of fear. And we can actually begin to label them. Instead of being attached to them, instead of following and getting in that car and taking that ride with that thought and that storyline that will build out of some thought of fear, he's asking us to step back. Just like we're watching the breath, now we're watching the thought. We're not attached to them. We're not hoodwinked by them. We're not hypnotized by them. We are waking up and watching rather than being held spellbound by the construct of a storyline that we're creating it out of nothing, really, out of illusion, out of just the ability to be creative in our imagination and tell stories to ourselves. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. I give them up when I unattach. I can see the thought without being hypnotized by that thought and getting in there and taking that ride. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Because a miracle is a shift of perception. This is a shift of perception. And our first foundational principles and our first foundational steps through the workbook courses is to begin to take back the power of our mind. We see that the thoughts have power because the thoughts themselves are creative. But here we're beginning to take back the very ability to give the thoughts our power at all. Without our power, and this is so important to me, is that without the power of my awareness, without the power of giving thoughts that are streaming through my mind, any of my awareness, they are absolutely powerless. Thoughts cannot be creative without the power of my awareness of them. And that, to me, is the miracle, the shift towards peace, the shift towards joy, the shift towards creating a completely different potentiality for my future, and certainly changing my appreciation of and experience of the present. I'm pulling back my power. I can start out by giving my power of my awareness to my breathing. That's a good practice. I'm strengthening that muscle, so to speak. Soon, when a thought crosses my mind and I become adept at watching thoughts rather than being entranced by them, I can literally laugh at a thought of fear. I can literally see the nothingness of it. Because without my awareness added to it and giving it power, giving it the energy of my awareness, it's impotent. It has no potential to be manifested because I withdrew the energy of my awareness, the power of my awareness. Everything around us, all that we're experiencing, is there because we've given thoughts our attention. Another term I'll share with you this morning a full appreciation. We give a thought of fear our full appreciation. In other words, our full attention. And guess what? Right? As we've learned in these first 3 weeks, when we do that, those thoughts become creative. They are cause. And we can expect to see the effect. We learned yesterday that vengeance, what I see as a form of vengeance, is really the makeup of all we see in the world of form, because what we're experiencing here is the construct and the effect of an idea, a thought of separation, which is a thought of fear, the thought of being alone or being capable of being alone, of being isolated from the source of who and what we are, love itself, our Creator. And I believe we can see and we can imagine how that could definitely be a thought of fear. But we can let it go. If the cause of the world you see is attack thoughts, then you must learn that it is these thoughts which you don't want. There's no point in lamenting the world. There's no point in trying to change the world. It's incapable of change because it's merely an effect. But there is indeed a point in changing your thoughts about the world. Here, you're changing the cause. The effects will change automatically. We keep wanting to change people. We keep wanting to change people's behavior. But their behavior is an effect of their consciousness. And their consciousness, if you will, the level or the vibration that they're holding in consciousness, if you will, that frequency, that vibration, is an effect of the thoughts that they are giving their attention to, the stories that they're telling themselves. So if we had a belief of a story that the world is a zero-sum game, as an example, where there's only so much pie, and if you get a bigger slice than I do, then I lose. And if that's the name of the game, then I'm fully justified. If we're all required to have a slice of pie to survive, I'm fully justified in preventing you from having more than me. Completely justified in that, because there's only so much to be that's available. Well, we can probably argue that point maybe to some degree, but I believe at some level and with some reason we can see that that is a lie, because we're creative. What was here before the world was here? Well, I guess we don't know, but we could say something less than the world. What was here before our solar system? Well, something less than our solar system, because it wasn't created yet. What'll be here tomorrow? More than there is today. There's no such thing as lack or scarcity. Those are ideas born in fear. So when we let go of that single idea, we see that we are cause, our thoughts are cause, our belief system is cause, that's causing our vibrational consciousness, and that in and of itself is also then being reflected back as our experience. Where do we want, and then that, by the way, are validating our consciousness, and that is the way, the reason we're acting the way we're acting, that I'm justified to steal, or I'm justified to take up arms against someone, or take something from someone, or hurt someone, whatever the case may be. I can justify, and everyone does, you know, at whatever action they're taking, whatever their behavior might be, they're in their mind fully justified in that behavior. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. They have convinced themselves that it's appropriate. And based on their consciousness, you see, the world has been validating their opinion, their belief, their thought structure. You've now entered an opportunity to begin to really look at your thoughts. That's the teaching. This is a course in mind training. And why would I want to train my mind? Because I want different effect. I want different results. If my mind is the source, is the cause of the experience I'm having, then absolutely, I can change it. Would it require me to change my, you know, my longitude and latitudinal position on the planet? Maybe. Whatever you've convinced yourself of is the reason why you are where you are, and wherever you find yourself, it's and everything there is in resonance with you, or will, let's just say with your consciousness level, your belief system. These things can then be shifted. And sometimes when our consciousness shifts, it can happen very quickly or it can happen slowly, but the point is it will always happen. Things will change. Our experience is continuously changing because our consciousness as a mass consciousness, if you will, a group consciousness, a cluster consciousness, a family consciousness, a community consciousness, an individual consciousness is always moving and shifting up and down, hopefully higher highs and higher lows, like we would like our stock market to perform, right? And that being the case, as our consciousness evolves, guess what happens with our behavior? Our behavioral patterns shift absolutely. There's a possibility right there. That really helps us to see the possibility that we could experience a world of peace. Not by changing people's behaviors. That's the effect. Only by changing our awareness, our consciousness. Let's take that good deep breath. We become present. We watch our thoughts, and we choose now the next step. Now, he said two steps here, the first two steps, that you're not trapped in the world that you see because it can be changed. The first two steps in this process require your cooperation. The final one does not. He's hinting here. So, spoiler alert, okay, I'll give you... What's he pointing to? He's pointing to your joining in mind with your higher self. In other words, you're giving your thoughts over, if you will. You're giving your expectation of result, the effect itself, over to, hello, your guidance system, your higher self, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. I love you, my brothers and sisters. I look forward to being back with you again tomorrow. Thank you for the time together. God bless. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.